14:21. What's that first word there? Anybody know? Alone. All right. And that means good, doesn't it? What is the other word for good in Greek? Real good. We're going to find it tonight. We'll see it. Agathos. All right. Kolon, to, me, phagein, kriya, mayday, pain, oinon, mayday, in, ho, ho, adelphos, su, proskopte. All right, did you see the two holes there? Ho and ho. All right. Two. One's an omega, which is a long O, and the other one's a omicron, which is a short O. Kolon, good. The not to eat. Flesh. No, the word kreae there. The word kreae, there's another word for flesh in Greek, which is what? Sarx. All right. And in Hebrew is basar. All right. But here is one that's only used two times in the New Testament. There's a Greek. You know, Greek's got a name for everything. And everything in between. All right. Well, kreia is a very unusual word. It's a very old, classical word. And it's only used two times in the New Testament, which is Koine Greek. But here we have it once. And then we have the word phagein there. Look at that word phagein. Good not to eat. Phagein. What is the other word to eat? And it means to eat down. Down is kata estio. Kata estio. All right, to eat down. Well, here we have phagein. Good, the not to eat flesh, nor to drink wine. Neither or nor, in which the brother of you, he is caused to stumble, or he stumbles. All right? Someone go, Penny, are you there with the Amplified Bible in verse number 21? All right. It's good not to read that one more time.
The right thing is to eat no meat or drink no wine at all, or do anything else if it makes your brother stumble or hurts his conscience or offends or weakens.
All right. Don't drink it. Don't eat any flesh. This is fine meats. Fine meats. Filet mignon or whatever. And here we have wine. This is fine wine, oinos. This is, I won't touch the more rich food. I will eat common food if it doesn't cause my brother to stumble. Don't do anything to cause your brother to stumble. 14:22. Sue, Pistin, Hain. See that rough breather in there? That's hain, ekes, kata, siaton, eke, and enopion. To, the you. Makarios. Ho, me, krinon, kiaton. See the rough breather? And, smooth breather. Ho, rough breather. Dokimaze. All right. An untroubled conscience by scruples. You faith which. All right, that's accusative singular feminine relative pronoun which you have or you continue to have according to yourself. Have before the God blessed the one not judging himself in what he approves or what he judges to be right or wrong. 1 John 3:21 is a cross-reference to this. Gabrielle, do you have that one there now? 14:22?
blessed, happy, to be angry, is free from that craving to judge himself for what he approves, who does not commit himself for what he chooses to do.
All right. Whatever you do, you're doing in the presence of God anyway, aren't you? Are you ever going to run away from God? No, you're not going to run away from God. David said he didn't care where he went. He wasn't going to get away from the presence of God. So whatever you do, you're doing it in the presence of God Himself. Look at the word faith there. You, faith. The word faith, that means the faith that's saving faith. All right? That means to cling with all of your might to, according to yourself, down in the presence of the God, and then blessed. Makarios. What's the word blessed in Hebrew?
Baruch.
All right, thank you. The one judging himself and what he... Now, this word here is the word, remember, is assayed. Assayed. This means a thoroughly test. All right, 1423 now. 1423. That's an easy one in the front first word, isn't it? Whole. And then the next one looks like you could look like it and read it in English almost day. Diakrinomenos. Yon. Bage. Kata kek. Kri. Tai. Hote. See that rough breather? Uk. See the smooth breather? And ek. Another smooth breather. Pistios. Pon. Day. Hal, uk, ek, pistios, hamartia. See the rough breather. Esten. All right. Romans 14 and verse 5 and James 1 and 6, Romans 4 and 20 and Mark 11 and 23 are all cross-referenced to this verse. But the one thoroughly judging through, if he may eat, he has been condemned. He has been condemned because not out of faith, but all which not out of faith, sin it continues to be. All right? Not out of faith, sin it continues to be. But the one judging for himself, if he may eat, he has been condemned. He has already been judged. See that word katakrino there? He has been. That means the down judge. You got to get thumbs down. Remember in the Roman Colosseum, this is a term for that. All right. When a person was condemned, they were out fighting in the Colosseum, and one man was on the ground, and the other one would lift his sword up, and they would look around to the Colosseum, and they would either say, thumbs up or thumbs down. And that's what this means. This means condemned. Killing. All right? Condemned. Because not out of faith. Everything. Go over everything which not out of faith sin it is. All right. Not everything that's not faith is sin. Penny, you want to read that verse and amplify it? All right. James 1 and 6. Go and read James 1 and 6 for me, please. James 1 and 6. Are you there, Cindy? James 1 and 6?
Only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind.
Didn't go any place. Not going to shore. It's not lapping up on the shore. It's just beating against itself out there in the ocean. Right? That's the person with no faith. Person of no faith. Here is something. Pay attention to this, Dakota. I want you to listen to this well. All right? You listening? All right. Please your fellow man and not yourself. Listen to that. Please your fellow man and not yourself. What is this actually to be? This is, means to be unselfish, doesn't it? To be unselfish. All right? This works in all phases of life, in church, in everything else. Ophelomen. All right. See that word there? Ophelomen. 15 and verse 1. They, emes, toi, dinatoi, ta, asthenemata, tone, adinatone, bastazain, tai, mei, hiotos, areskein. A person should do what's expected of them. Do you know that? And go beyond. A person should do what's expected of them and go beyond. We should, we ought to. That word aphele, that means that's something you're bound to do or you ought to do. This is a practical thing for you to do. You should do this. Moreover, we should, we, the ones, able or strong, the ones asthenemata, the ones with sickness, weak in the faith, okay? The ones weak in the faith. Now, Paul is lining himself up with the strong in the faith, isn't he? Is he? The other side. We that are strong in the faith, the ones that are able to stand, the ones that know the Word of God, the ones that are leaders in churches, of the ones not strong, should bear. Alright? Bastazon, to bear. And not ourselves to please. We should try to please our friends. Shouldn't we not? We should try to please our brothers. Why? Why do you do that? Because of love. Love covers a multitude of sins, and love does all kinds of stuff. Love can climb great mountains. And sometimes love has to do that. Brother Bill, sometimes you have to love your kids in spite of them, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes you think about telling them, but you still love them.
Yeah. Yeah. 15, 1 through 13 is this subject here. 15, 1 through 13. Romans 14 and 1, Galatians 6 and 2, 1 Thessalonians 5, 14, 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, and 13 and verse 9 are cross-references to this verse right here. Now, Gabriel, what does it say there in 15 and verse 1?
We who are strong in our convictions and of robust faith ought to bear with the failings and with the accused and the tender scruples of the weak. We ought to help carry the doubts and form the letters and not to please ourselves.
All right. Now the next one, verse 15 and verse 2, it says, now we're not supposed to be to please men to get a favor. Alright? You walk into a used car lot or even a new car lot, you go in there, and if you've got your wife with you, I don't care if she's ugly as a mud fence, they're going to tell her how beautiful she is. And you may have the most homeliest kid. Oh, what a wonderful looking child you got there. Bad one out there tearing up. And what a well-behaved child you got there, you know. They'll lie to you. Because they want to sell you something, okay? That's what they do. Hekostos. Hemon. To. Plasion. Aresketo. Ace. To. Agathon. Pros. Oikodomain. Remember I told you to look at that word kalos a while ago and I said the one spiritually good was agathos. Well, we have it here. Each one of us to the neighbor, to the one alongside of him, to our companion, all right? The ones closest to our neighbors, our brothers. My wife was watching a documentary on television last night about the Amish. And I've told my classes a lot of times the Amish are Anabaptists or Baptists is what they were originally. Okay, they're offshoot of Baptists. And all the early churches, they did not have church buildings. Paul and the apostles, the early Christians, they would go to synagogues on Saturday and they would try to convert the Jews. All right, that's one of the things they do. That's where you have them in the book of Acts. You have them going from one synagogue to another, from one to another, and then to and when they went from house to house, they're going to church. All right, the churches. In 1 John, it talks about the house of our brother or sister or whatever. They're going to churches. So the Amish don't have church buildings. They go from one person's house to the other. And they have meetings in that house, and they provide food and all this stuff. And this is the way they live. Okay, these are all their neighbors. The whole community, wherever they are, everybody in that whole church is considered your neighbor. Okay? That's your neighbor. Your next door neighbor, like your next door neighbor. That's what it's like. Okay? That's the term that's used here. All right? Each one of us, to the neighbor of him, let him please. For the good. Toward the building up. Toward the doming up. All right? Toward the doming up. Michelle, what translation do you have? Could you read that for me there in 15 and verse 2, please? Let's see what he's got to say. Marilyn, could you, or Michelle, could you read that one more time for me, please?
Each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up.
Please his neighbor for the good. Kalos would be just good, would it? But agathos is spiritual good for the building up, for the doming up. It talks about the churches. You do things for the oikodomia, for the building up of churches, or to make a roof on them, to build them up. All right, to build them up. 1 Corinthians 9 and 22, 10, 24, and 33. Do you see how much Romans and 1 Corinthians are coming along here? 1 Corinthians is going to fall right in with this. 2 Corinthians 14 and 3, and 26, and 13, 9, 12 and 9, and 8 and verse 9, Ephesians 4 and 12 and 29. Someone go to Ephesians 4 for me. Ephesians 4 and 12 and verse 29. All right, Ephesians 4, 12 and 29. Are you over there, Cindy? Uh-huh.
His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of his saints, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body.
All right, there's the word. Oikodomia. Building up the body of Christ. Verse 29, Roger, are you over there?
Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear.
All right, that's the oikodomia, for the building up, for the vitalizing, building up of the body of Christ. And that's what he's talking about here. Build up each other. Don't tear each other down. Build each other up. What? 15 and verse 3 now. 15 and verse 3. Chi. What's the next one? Gar. That one's the next one's the easy one. What is that? O. Christos. Uk. Hiato. Eresing. Ala. Kathos. Gegrapte. Hoi. See that rough breather? That's on the second. Now, this is what you call a diphthong, where you have two words that make one sound. Hoi. Hoi. Like oil. Oil. Hoi. All right? Hoi. With a rough breather. And then one dismoi. Tone. One disontone. C. Epipison. And then on the next page, ep and ma. For also. For also. Gar is what you start out the sentence with, and then you say, for also the Christ. For also the Christ, not to himself he pleased. All right? When you have a friend, you try to please the friend. You don't demand your rights all the time, do you? You don't demand your rights. But just as, that's kata and hos, just as it has been written, the insults, the reproaches, right? The degradation, the degrading of the ones reproaching you, they fell upon me. Psalm 69 and verse 9 is where this comes from. Psalm 69 and verse 9 is a messianic psalm, and it's talking about the reproaches of others will fall upon our goel. Goel. What is that's a Hebrew word. Goel means what? What? Kinsman Redeemer. Thank you, Brother Randall. You've got an A++ for tonight. Goel is your Kinsman Redeemer. He is our Messiah and our Kinsman Redeemer, and our reproaches fell upon him. Just think about Jesus back in Pontius Pilate's hall, judgment hall, the praetorium. Just think about him there in Caiaphas' house being insulted and lied about and accused falsely and even having people commit perjury to incriminate him. And the witnesses couldn't even get all of their lies together straight. But also the Christ, the Messiah, not to himself he pleased. But, strong adversative conjunction, but just as it has been written where? Psalm 69 and verse 9. The insults, the reproaches, the degradation of the ones reproaching you, they fell upon me. Epi and Pipto, they fell upon me. 15 and verse 4. Now we have a rough breather there on that one. Hosa. Hosa. All right. And then gar. Ho egrapste. Pro egrafe. Ace, pain, hemeteron, didaskalion, igrafe, tina, dia, tase, tipomones, kai, dia, tase, paraklesios, tone, graphon, tain, Elpida Ecomen. For whatever things were written beforehand. And look at that word ace there. Ace. Ace, what is the equivalent of ace in Hebrew? It. All right. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. This is really important. That's why I'm saying this. For whatever things were for the future intention, the future purpose of the our own teaching. All right? Our own learning. They used to tell me, what did the teachers learn you today? I mean, that's bad English, isn't it? But I'm going to tell you something, that's good. Because what did you learn from your teachers today? For our learning. The idea here is not so much as teaching, it's for our learning. What we have learned. They were written, each and every one of these things were written in order that through the hypomones, through the patience. The word hypomones, that means remaining under the strain. How do you get patience?
Don't pray for it.
What's the matter, Cindy? Have you ever prayed for patience?
I used to, but
They probably gave you some real good students, didn't they? You got some real good students?
One.
Yeah. You pray for patience, and what you're going to get is tribulation. That's it. Pray for patience, and God's not going to give you a wonderful child. Or a wonderful mate. Or a wonderful neighbor. Or a wonderful student. Okay? Patience. Remaining under the strain. Kai. And through the comfort, paraklesios. All right, the comforting. That means to walk alongside and to speak soft words to someone. Encouraging words. To comfort. To walk alongside and comfort. To walk down the road and comfort somebody as they're walking down. This is what we call that God sent His Spirit as our paraklete. As our comforter. As the one that holds us up in times of need. I was in a hospital room with a guy one time, and he was really having a rough time. I didn't know if he was going to live or die. And I came in there and prayed with him and everything else. He said, well, he said, I know one thing. He said, I don't think I'm going to die right now. I said, why? Why do you say that? He said, because I'm just scared to death. That means that God has not given me the die of grace yet. He hadn't given me the grace, the comfort yet, to meet Him right now. Well, that's what you don't get it until you're there, all right? The grace, the comfort. Of the writings, the hope we may have. All right. 15. Gabriel, you want to read that 15, 3 and 4 for me, please? All right, thank you. 15 and verse 5. 15:5. Hodatheos. That's real good. That's the way you'd say it if you were Greek. Hodatheos. Taste. Hypomones. All right, Kai. Taste. Parakrasios. Doe. Himon, or himen, that is. Tol. Alto, pronane, in, alleluis, kara, Christon, esun. God uses His Scriptures to reveal His ideas, His mind, His person to us. Okay? God uses His Scriptures. When we look at the Bible, we can see the person of God. You can. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. How many people will go to hell because salvation was not provided for them? No one. They will go to hell because they rejected Christ. They will go to hell because they rejected Christ. Moreover, the God of the patience. The God of the patience and of the comfort. He may give. That's the old form. This is the old, early, classical Koine form of dynamy, which is doi. Okay? And it's optative. This optative mode. That circle, that optative, there's OPT. Third person singular, second aorist, active, and then optative. Optative is a very rare mode in New Testament. Alright? A very rare mode. When you see that anywhere, that's a mode of hopeful affirmation. The mode of hopeful affirmation. Okay? This is what you hope will happen. Okay? This is what you're hoping for. That he may hopefully give to ye the this to mind in one another according to Christ Jesus. Alright? Romans 4:23 and 2 Timothy 3:16 and 2 Corinthians 1 and 3, Romans 15 and 3. These are cross-reference to this one. Look at how many Corinthian passages we have and all the cross-references to this. Penny, could you read that for me in the Amplified, please? 15 and 5.
Now may the God who gives the power of patience and endurance, and who supplies encouragement, grant me to live in such mutual harmony and such full sympathy with one another in accord.
We can really affect others with our life, can't we? We can really affect other people. No man is an island. Every person that has ever lived in this world affects somebody else. No matter what, they affect other people. I just finished reading a biography about Jacob Busa. I have, in my seminary days, I met him, and the missionary that he asked to go over there and build churches, he said, come to my, he said, Brother Morley, he said, Neil Morley was his name, and named Neil also, Neil Morley, and he said, come to my country and build churches. So Brother Morley went over there to the Solomon Islands and Guadalcanal and all of those areas over there, and he builds I think at one time it was 160 churches. He was a great warrior. He worked with the Marines. One of our greatest students, body of students that we've had in the last 10 years from our classroom was the Marines at Camp Pendleton. Jacob Busa, when he was in America, he went to CMBI down there, and they got him on national television. They asked him, well, what are you doing over here in the country? How are you enjoying the sight? Well, they took him to Disneyland. He liked Disneyland. But you know what he liked more than anything? He liked going to CMBI so he could go to church every day and sit in those classrooms and go to chapel every day. He said, I'm going to church! Every day. He was all excited. I'm going to church every day. Every day. He was a great inspiration to anybody that knew him ever. When I knew him, he was very old. He was about 80 years old when I met him. They don't know when he was born. Probably 1885 to 1890. He died in 1984, I believe. But in the Solomon Islands, wherever he went, he was just, if he went to England, if he went to Australia, wherever he went, people just absolutely flowed toward him. Because he was such an example in World War II and Guadalcanal. The Pacific War would not have been won without Jacob Busa. Everybody was afraid. I told you about him being stabbed. He was captured. He was stabbed 8 times. He stabbed underneath one arm, and went all the way up through his throat, the bayonet did, and came out of his mouth, cut his tongue half in two. They stabbed him the other way. They meant to kill him, you know. They were putting him to death and stabbed him in the stomach all over the place, and he got up and went through the jungle and would not accept medical help at all until he told them all the details of what was going to happen. His life was not important. All the time this is going on now, all the other scouts are seeing him, and every time they saw him, wherever he went, they could see the scars on him. That man meant business, and he was a brave man. 16 pints of blood they gave him. And in 2 weeks, 15 days, he was back out being a scout again. Because he said, my country is more important than I am. Every place he went, when he went to Camp Pendleton down here, they said, Jacob Busa, what can we do for your people? He said, my children at home, all of his whole nation, they were all his children. He said, they need education. He said, they need teachers and they need education. They sent somebody down there to teach these young people how to play band instruments. They sent thousands of dollars worth of books and teachers also. For the last 40 years, I guess, almost, I have tried to send money every month to the Solomon Islands. That man so affected me when I met him that for 40 years he has affected me. Rubbed off a little. He said, live for others, not for yourself. Live for others, not for yourself. At his funeral, people were crying all over the place. But they got up wherever they went when they took his casket and they walked. He'd become a knight. The Queen of England was so amazed at him, she made him a knight. Okay? He became a knight. He was given a sword by the United States Marines as an honorary colonel. Because he saved so many people's lives. And then when his other guides would go with him, he had sometimes up to 150 bearers, you know, they would carry the soldiers. They would carry their... How many of you have heard of... I can't think of the guy's name. The Raiders down in there. Very famous.
Al Davis?
What?
Al Davis?
No.
Al Alvarado?
No. I'm talking about the Raiders that were down.
The Army Raiders.
The Raiders, the Marines, the Raiders that went in there. Carlson's Raiders. All right, Carlson's Raiders that went down in there. For 30 days they went out in the bush chasing these Japanese soldiers. They went out there and they were just worn completely. The average man lost 50 pounds on this 30-day war trip. And then Carlson got up there and spoke before his men and he told them, we got one more hill to take. And they were just almost gone. They were just almost gone. They went to the top of the hill, and boy, did they have to fight some battles down the hill on the other side. They found the Japanese up there, and they went all down. They fought all the way down the river. And finally, when their tour was over, the Navy picked them up. And you know the Navy and the Marines, you know they're always messing with each other. You know, we're all tougher than everybody else. These men, the average man, some of them had lost 100 pounds in this 30 days. But they had just wiped out all the Japanese on the whole island. They just completely wiped them out. Those Marines were so tired when they came aship over there, they took them to the boats. And you know how they throw the big net-looking things over the side of the ships and you're supposed to climb up on those? The Navy had to go down and carry the Marines up and put them on the deck. They were too weak to climb the net. Not one of them said anything about them at all. They didn't say anything at all. They didn't deride them or talk them down. They fell out there on the deck and they just totally collapsed. The captain of the ship went into his control room and wept. He said, those are the most tremendous fighters, warriors in the world. The greatest warriors, they have just sacrificed 30 days of their lives on the line every day, and they're so completely exhausted that we had to help them aboard the ship to take them. They were going to go to Australia for R&R. I had one of my friends one time, he was in Vietnam. He was out there in the bush fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting under total stress. He went to Japan, or not Japan, but to Hawaii for R&R. He went over there and he had not slept in 6 months. And he went over there and he fell asleep and slept for 3 days. He said he couldn't believe how it was. Every now and then, he said, he'd just wake up like that, expecting a bomb to go by or something. These people affected. You know what? There are warriors in God's work. You're one of them. Everybody is looking to you to be their example. You're their warrior. You're their example in your life. You are. You're their example. He affected me so strongly 40 years ago that I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. My teachers. I had one teacher, Dr. Martin Van Buren Canavan. He died while I was at CMBI. He was a wonderful man, tremendous. Everybody was scared to death of him. He was strict. And expected top-notch work. You weren't going to be a B student in his class. You were going to be an A student. You hear that way, Dave? You were going to do your best in his class. And I'm going to tell you something. He did his best for you. When he had heart trouble, he had heart attacks while he was teaching, heart attacks while he was preaching. They put him in the hospital. As soon as they turned him out of intensive care and out of the hospital to go home, he'd go right to the seminary and sit down in his class and start teaching. That day, didn't go home. He would go there. If they let him out of the hospital, he would go there. Those are the kind of things that affect you, aren't they? Really? That affects you. The comfort. When he died, they said, Brother Jim, you've got all his classes. Just like that. You're the teacher now. Following his footsteps. Well, I've tried. I had a good example, didn't I? I did. D.S. Madden. He was another one. Roy Reed. These are great. Neil Morley. When the Neil Morley was over there with Jacob Boos in the Solomon Islands when he went over there and they put the flag up and they put the Solomon Island flag up there and then they put the American flag just a little lower. And that flag was flying up there and he says, Neil Morley said, Brother Boosa, he was Sir Jacob Boosa too, by the way, how come there's only 48 stars on that flag up there? He said, that's the one the Japanese took from me out of my loincloth when they captured me and stabbed me all up. He said, they got it off of that soldier that did this to me and I got his sword too. He flew that flag. Neil Morley called back over here to Camp Pendleton because he was in Carlson Graders. He was there with Jacob Boosa when he was out doing all this. Okay? Neil Morley. Called over here and they sent him a brand new one. Back over there. A new flag with 50 stars on it. And then the Marines at Jacob Boos's funeral, they were so enamored by this man's life that they went over there to Hawaii at Pearl Harbor and they took a flag that was flying over where the Arizona was and they took it and they sent a man by the name of Page that fought on Guadalcanal with him to give to his wife to put on his casket. There and to give his family. That's how that affected him. Now just think about it for a while. How much has Jesus affected the world? You don't know anybody in the world that doesn't know the name of Jesus, do you? If they don't even accept him as God the Son, they know Jesus. The Muslims don't accept him as God the Son. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses, he's just an angel. But they know who Jesus is. Did his life affect others? His life affected us so much that we're saved because of him. If we're saved, if we ever get to heaven, it's going to be by the merits of Jesus Christ. It's going to be through his blood. It's not going to be through anything else. That's it. 15 and verse 6. Hina. Homothemadon. In. Hene. Stomati. Doxazete. Tontion. Kai. Batera. Tu Kiryu. Himon. Esu Christu. In order that. In one desire, in one mind, in one mouth, ye may glorify the God and the Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. Now let's go, Penny, can you read that for me in the Amplified Bible, 15 and verse 6?
That together you may
all right. With one mind and one heart. Mitchell Page, when he went over there to carry this flag with the Marines, he was up on a hill over there, what they called Cape Page's Hill. He went up there and he burned up I don't know how many machine guns and ran from machine gun, and just literally there was this dead Japanese all around. They sent 3,000 Japanese against about 70 Marines. You remember in the movies, John Wayne running out there with one of them big air or water-cooled machine guns like this and going? Mitchell Page was a great big guy, and he actually did that. They said it couldn't be done, but he did it. And the gun liked to burn his arms up and everything else, but he wasn't thinking about anything else. He was going. When he went over there to Jacob Deuce's funeral, of course, he was a missionary Baptist, and they had this great big, built this great big building to have his funeral in, and all these people were around there, and everybody that I ever knew that went to the Solomon Islands, how many of you, L.D. Foreman, you ever heard of L.D. Foreman, the one, God's Eternal, the Bible in 8 Ages that I teach on Sunday morning? L.D. Foreman went over there, and he just absolutely was just enamored by the singing in one accord of these Solomon Island people. He died. L.D. Foreman died over there. They had to ship his body back. He went over there with Neil Morton. Mitchell Page went out there, and when they were singing, he said it was just like the angels. These people were singing with one voice. He said every heart, every soul was in tune as they were singing these songs. And they would just sing more songs and more songs and more songs. Brother Morley said that when these people go over there, you preach 3 or 4 messages. When they go to church, they want to hear 3 or 4 sermons, not one. And in between everybody, when there's one sermon, when the preacher's resting up, they've got these people singing, and just with one voice, one accord, with one voice, with one mouth. Just like I said right there. He said, you don't want to leave. He said, they don't want to go home. And when they go to church, they're liable to steal everything they got. The criminals are all around. Going to church over there is hazardous to your health. But they still go there. And they still stay in this. Dio, 15 and verse 7. Pros laba neste. Alleluz. Kata, kathos. Kai. Ho Christos. Pros elapeto. Himas. Ace. Doxon, to Theu. Wherefore, and this is a command, you receive one another, just as also the Christ, he received you all, unto the glory of God. Now, how did Christ receive you? When you came to Christ, what kind of a person were you, Brother Bill? You were loaded with sin. When you came to Christ, you were loaded with sin. All you were loaded. You could see your blackness and you could see your sin all over you. Yeah. We're all heavy with sin when we come to Christ. And that's the way Christ saw us. Loaded with sin. When His blood is applied, then we have no sin. But we come to Him as sinners only. And so we're supposed to receive in forgiveness our brothers the same way. Receive our brothers the same way. Let's, have you got that's the Living Bible? Let's see what 15:7 says there.
So warmly welcome each other into the church, just as Christ has warmly welcomed you, then Christ God will be glorified.
All right, now, did the Lord, when you asked Him to save your souls, did He warmly welcome you? Yeah, He warmly welcomed you. 15 and verse 8. A and B. Lego, gar, Christon, diakonon, gege neste, taristo mes, hiper, ale theos, theos, theon, ace, to, bebai, ose, tos, hipongalios, ton, patero. For I say Christ is a minister, is a servant. Diakonia, that means a dust kicker, somebody that stirs up dust, somebody that does work. My wife had an aunt. She just passed away. She was right at 100 years old. Her name was Cricket. She was a little old bitty skinny thing. She used to live here in Bakersfield a long time. She worked at Tiny's restaurant, and she was a little hustling little waitress. And they had a restaurant down in Los Angeles area, and people would just come in there from all over. And she was a waitress and a cook and everything. Whistling all over, just moving all over, ministering, stirring up dust, you know. Working, serving. That's what it means there. Jesus didn't hardly take time to eat or sleep, did He? For I say Christ is a minister to have become to the circumcision on behalf of truth, of God, to the... Here we have the word bebas, say. That means to pack down. It means to step down. It means to make strong and firm. It means when you put a post in the ground, you have to go around and tap it until it won't move. Out there on Casa Loma, if you'll go out there, right where it goes to Cottonwood Road is what it used to be in Casa Loma. If you look over there, you will see about 200 or 300 railroad ties. They're about 12, 15, 16 feet long, and about half of them's in the ground. I put every one of them in the ground, and they're just as straight as string today, and I did that 50 years ago or more. I think it'd take a freight train to pull them out of the ground. I packed every one of them in the ground, down. My dad, if I didn't do that, my stepdad, that's the wild criminal, you know. He'd always go out and get a job and put me to doing it. He'd say, now, this is what you do, boy. Get out there and do this. And he'd go off and leave me and do something else. If you could move one of them railroad tires, and I carried every one of them, and I was only about 10 years old when I did this, you know, carrying all these big railroad ties. Stuck them in the ground, dig all the holes, and pack every one of them down there. They had to be straight as a string. When you stood for them, you could not see but one for 200 feet. It better be that way. Packed down firmly to make them strong. They're still there. You go out there and look, and they're still standing up out there like much forest, black forest trees. And one airstrip during World War II, the Chinese went out there, and by their feet, they stamped down a soft ground out there, and they packed it down and made it firm so they could land airplanes on it. They did it with their bare feet. The Solomon Islanders did the same thing in different places. They stabbed things down with their feet so they could land a several ton airplane. Okay? So it wouldn't get tipped over or whatever. That's what it means. To shore up, to make firm, to make a strong stand. The promises upon Goliath, upon messengers of the Father. Okay? Let's go back and look at this. Cindy, what does it have over there in that Living Bible there? 15:8.
Remember that Jesus Christ came to show that God is true to his promises and to help the Jews.
All right. Come to help the Jews and true to his promises. Look like he's going to shore up the promises. And he did help the Jews, didn't he? Why did he help the Jews? Not because he just liked them so much. They sure didn't like him, did they? The promises of the fathers. The promises that he made to their fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And look at those people. By grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Every one of them was saved by faith, just like you and me. Every one of them saved by faith. On God's promises. 15:9. Tade ethne. Hepeter. Ilios, doxase, ton theon, kathos, gegrate, dia, tuto, ex o lo ge so mai. Soe, in ethnesen, kai, to onomate, su salo. Moreover, the nations, on behalf of mercy to glory, the God, just as it has been written, see that word, it just has been written, therefore I shall confess out openly to you in the nations, and in the name of you I shall play praises to God. Literally what it is, say, I shall play praises to God. This is what we get the word psalm from. The word psalm comes from this word. The word psalm means to pluck an instrument. I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All right? Make a joy. Psalm 18 and verse 49. Someone go and read Psalm 18 and verse 49 quickly. Psalm 18, 49. Are you there, Cindy? Okay.
Therefore, I will give you thanks and extol you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name.
All right. Jesus stood in the midst of his church and sang, didn't he? He sang in the midst of his church. And what was going to happen right after this? He was going to be betrayed. He was going to be arrested. He was going to be beaten. And he was going to be crucified. That word, sao, there, at the end of 15 and verse 9, means to touch. To move with a touch. This means to strike an instrument like a harp or a guitar. Or even a violin or whatever. 15 and verse 10. We'll get to 15 and verse 10. Kai Pauline Lege. Euphranethete. Ethne. Meta tu lao apu. This is a quotation from the Septuagint. 32 and verse Deuteronomy 32 and verse 43. And again he says, be glad in the nations with the people of him. Be glad in the nations with the people of him. And what do you have there, Gabriel? 15 and verse 10.
Again,
all right, now the Gentiles are going to be exalting the Lord. We're going to look ahead. All the way back from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we have prophecy that tells us the Gentiles will be sharers with the Jews. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, the church is going to cease being a Jewish church and will become a Gentile church. God prophesied through Noah. that the promises of God would be carried out by the Japhethites. And the church would become a Japhethite or a Gentile church. And it would lead the promises of God to the ends of the earth. It would carry the promises of the fathers to the ends of the earth. You want to do? We'll start with 15 and verse 11 next week. We covered some ground tonight. I'll try to cover that much next week at least. And this is the last day of this month and this year, isn't it? Thank you for your attention. We'll try to do the rest of this class in a couple of more weeks, and then we'll go into 1 Corinthians. Go out and do something eternal. All right. Brother Neil, would you dismiss us in prayer tonight, brother? Yes.